I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. After 11 seasons at New York's Ed Sullivan Theater and on CBS, Stephen Colbert and his Late Show said goodbye.
After 11 years, Thursday night's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS was his last, and fans stood in line like Wendy Sloan, who rushed back to New York City from Amsterdam.
8-hour flight, have not slept at all, hence my voice. Raced through the subway system, and now here I am.
Have a good show. Thanks for being here. And let's do it, y'all.
Colbert pretended that Pope Leo was his final guest, but wouldn't leave the dressing room without the right snacks.
Who's going to be my last guest now?
Hey, see, what about me?
Out came Paul McCartney. Some of the other appearances, Bryan Cranston, Elvis Costello, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Fallon. I'm Donna Warder.
After change of ownership, CBS canceled Colbert's show. He highlighted the joy that he and his team felt creating more than 1,800 episodes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.